whatever's happening at City Hall, whatever's happening at the Portland Police Department, whatever's happening on the streets. The Oregonian, you know, has cut so many of their local reporters. This has become a major media outlet here, and it's done by volunteers. That's the most amazing thing, that we've got volunteers that are doing and breaking stories that paid reporters from professional news organizations are not able to do. So we're doing that because we have your support. And do be a member right now. If you're not a member yet, this is the time. Support the evening news. 877-500-KBOO. This is a way to change the world. This is a way to provide innovative radio and daring reporting right here in your community, challenging the status quo, providing a sanctuary on the airwaves, and really putting our values out into the mainstream, into the listening ears of the public that can hear and know and get informed. 877-500-5266. Call right now and support the evening newscast here in your community.
Thank you, Jenka and Joe. And now we hear the latest in worker-related news from our friends at laborradio.org.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a Diversified Media Enterprises production. I'm Doug Cunningham.
The Archdiocese has not lived up to its word. They made a promise, they made a plan, and now a few years have gone by, and they're changing what they said to us.
Federation of Catholic Teachers President Julia Pignatero. She's talking about the decision this week by the Archdiocese of New York to close six Catholic schools in New York City. Pignatero says in 2010, the Archdiocese charted a course known as Pathways to Excellence. It included some school closings, 55 since 2011, which led her and the union to believe that it would lead to a stronger Catholic school system in New York City.
That by closing all of those schools, that the system would become stronger. And there have been repeated comments about taking money from rental properties and buildings sold and plowing it back into the system to make it stronger. So I was a believer in this, that this is what they were doing. And then without any notice, on Monday, we have a twist where we have an announcement of another six schools closing. I certainly hope that we can keep these open or do something, and I hope that there would not be any more.
Pignatero is meeting with an associate superintendent of New York Catholic Schools Monday to discuss the plan to close the six schools and possibly to begin negotiating transition packages for the teachers affected if the closings can't be stopped. The Build Better LA Coalition opposes the March 7th ballot initiative called Measure S. The coalition says it will ban the construction of affordable housing while eliminating 12,000 good jobs with benefits. Ron Miller is executive secretary of the L.A. Orange County Building and Construction Trades Council.
We do have a shortage of housing, good, affordable housing in Los Angeles. Very expensive to live here. But the existing workforce has to travel outside of the city because they can't afford to live here. When these projects come up in front of city council, they need zone changes or different variances. Those projects will be affected also. There was an article in a newspaper here a few weeks back, and they said that we're in the middle of the largest building boom since 1920. And we would like to see this continue. There's a lot of housing being built, and this measure is something that's going to be very detrimental to that effort.
WIN is brought to you in part by the Amalgamated Transit Union, the largest labor union representing transit and allied workers in the U.S. and Canada. Online at ATU.org.
Sponsored by Iron Workers Impact, now reserving spots for this year's groundbreaking conference, welcoming contractors to grow their business by networking and attending world-class breakouts. More on this event in San Diego happening March 19th through the 22nd is found online at impact-net.org under events.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The debt burdens of Italy and Greece have grown progressively worse as the economies of the two nations continue to stagnate. Investors are increasingly worried that debt troubles in those nations will put additional strain on the euro. Recent hedge fund studies have concluded Italy is unlikely to be able to repay its debts. The International Monetary Fund recently advised that European governments will have to provide debt relief to Greece. The Europeans, Germany in particular, have rejected this notion. They are contending that Greece's economy is improving and that the government will be able to make good on its debt as long as it keeps spending down.
And now, the latest news and developments from the occupied territories in Palestine from the International Middle East Media Center in Bethlehem.
Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imnc.org. Israeli settler hit a Palestinian man with his car, killing him. Meanwhile, soldiers demolish a home in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. An elderly man was killed Wednesday after being struck by a speeding car of an Israeli colonist settler near Daniel illegal colony built on Palestinian lands in Al-Khadr town south of Bethlehem in southern West Bank. Suleiman Salah, 81, suffered very serious wounds while the colonist who struck him fled the scene, leaving his car behind on Road 60. Salah was riding his donkey when the car struck him. Palestinian Red Crescent medics were called to the scene and moved Suleiman to hospital, suffering fatal injuries. He died from his wounds shortly after being admitted to the emergency unit. The elderly man's right leg was completely amputated below the knee and also suffered numerous serious wounds to several parts of his body, local sources reported. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers abducted overnight and at dawn on Wednesday 15 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem, after invading their homes and violently searching them. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday morning Beit Hanina neighborhood north of occupied East Jerusalem and demolished an under-construction residential building under the allegation of being built without permit. The Wadi Hilwa Information Center in Silwan, Silwanik, has reported that the soldiers, accompanied by bulldozers and employees of the Jerusalem City Council, invaded Tal Al-Ful area in Beit Hanina and surrounding the building before starting the demolishing it. It added that the building was built several years ago, but an Israeli order forced the work to stop since then, before the Jerusalem City Council ordered its demolition. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Tom Flim, Kyle Carezzi, Joe Lino, Kanan Schlesinger. The producer is Sam Bowman. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News, with original content at fsrn.org. Our engineer is Matthew Olson. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Charity Marchand. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Grace Ann Smith.
And I'm Kyle Carezzi. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, it's a News and Public Affairs Day of special programming. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Positively Revolting talks to David Corton of Yes Magazine about building a positive movement for a better world out of the wreckage of a fascist administration. At 9, Beloved Community welcomes John Tedden of the International Food Security Treaty, committed to the human right of freedom from hunger. At 10, it's an alternative radio special presentation of Michelle Alexander, author of The New Jim Crow, speaking on race and caste in the U.S. And at 11, Michael Eric Dyson comes to Portland with his sermon for White America. Thanks to KBOO members for your generous support during this winter membership drive. If you're not a current member and you'd like to be, you can call us at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
And we love bringing you the news, and we'd love to hear from you. Joining us now are Jenka Soderberg and Joe Lino to talk about how you can help support KBOO Community Radio. Thank you.
And we are here in Membership Central, here in the back room at KBOO, and we're urging you to join this community station if you've not done so, or maybe you haven't done so in a while. Maybe you don't know if you are current in your membership. Now's the time to call and find out, and maybe increase it a little bit. Maybe you could do from $5 to $10 a month. And do that right now by calling 877-500-5266. We've got just 6 minutes to go in the evening news, and we want to reach our goal for this program. We know that you are grassroots supporters. Listen to the news because you appreciate the many perspectives that are brought in, and you make KBOO happen. You keep us independent, and we depend on you to keep our community strong. If you can give right now, we can offer you a for a $5 a month contribution, a KBOO versus the Media Zillas t-shirt, which we've brought back. It was a t-shirt that was done a number of years ago, and it's got a number of people running from these huge media conglomerates that are in the shape of Godzilla monsters that are labeled MSNBC, General Electric, Viacom, CBS, Fox, and they're tearing up the city of Portland. People are running, and they're looking up at the airplane that's flying above these monsters, saying, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's community radio. KBOO versus the Media Zillas, $5 a month contribution. You can wear that proudly around town. And we've also got Democracy Now! T-shirts for a $6.25 a month contribution. You can call right now and ask for any thank you gift, including those T-shirts, 877-500-5266. You make KBOO happen. Member-supported radio means you, the listener, are the station's financial base. Maybe you could do a $600 contribution right now and really bring us that much closer to our $64,000 goal of this drive. Maybe you could do a $1,200 contribution right now. Or maybe you're somebody who could do $5 a month. Is that doable for you? Can you make it happen? 877-500-KBOO. Budget community radio into your monthly contributions, into your monthly deductions from your checking, debit, or credit.
How many times have you said to a friend, I was listening to KBOO and heard this story? Well, that's what KBOO is all about, stories that you just heard on our news broadcast. You get views that you don't get anywhere else, the stories, news, insights that make you stop and think, and you start your own conversations with your friends. Maybe you've been listening to KBOO for a while, but you aren't a member. You heard us asking for support, but you thought we were talking to someone else. Well, we're talking to you, and now's the time to call or donate online. And for just $60, at the $60 level, for $5 a month, you can become a member.
And get that KBOO versus the Media Zillas. I'm telling you, I'm wearing mine right now.
That's right.
Come on in and you can see it in action. KBOO versus the Media Zillas. KBOO's tearing up the Media Zillas that are coming to destroy the city. And, you know, if you can't, this is just breaking now. I see that we just need two people to give $10 a month and we'll hit our goal. In the next 3 minutes, we need two people to sign up and say, yes, I can do $10 a month. If you can do that, you can help us hit our goal for the evening news. That shows the station that, yes, the evening news is important to our listeners. The fact that we have volunteer reporters out there in the community producing these stories, breaking stories that the corporate media seems unable to even touch, you appreciate that, and that tells the station that our listeners really support it, and that we want an evening newscast, and we want these reporters to have the resource to be able to go out and break these stories. 877-500-KBOO, just two people giving $10 a month, and we will hit our goal in the next 2.5 minutes. Oh, and we want to thank Catherine. Thank you, Catherine, who is a renewing member from here in Portland, and Boom Arm Nation, a new member in Portland. Thank you, Boom Arm Nation, record label here. And as another incentive, I just know that there are some Dead Prez fans out there. I have great memories of going around with the bike circus with a solar trailer blasting Dead Prez through the Midwest. Dead Prez is coming to town in April, April 22nd. $5 a month contribution to KBOO gets you a pair of tickets to that 21 and over show at Dante's. So do it now. You know, this is going to be a popular show, and you can support your newscast, and you support your community radio station, and support yourself. Take yourself out for the night. 877-500-KBOO. Support this station in the last 2 minutes of this evening newscast and help us reach our goal.
Like we said, we only need a couple people donating $10 a month, or if you can see to do it, go ahead and donate $240. And we will give you a KBOO zip-up hoodie. It's a black zip-up hoodie with the KBOO logo on it. That's for the $240 level.
That's $20 a month. I actually do that, and I know a lot of people around here that do that. $20 a month. It's totally doable. It's actually more than my 1 hour of wages, but if you ask yourself, can I give an hour of my wages every month to support community radio? Maybe you make $15 an hour. Could you give $15 a month to community radio? That way, when you're having a hard day at work, it's you turn on the radio and you say, all right, this is my hour. This is my KBOO hour. I bought this hour of radio. I paid for it. It's mine. This is my radio station. And no matter what else is going on in the world, I know that there is a voice for the voiceless in my community. I know that there is independent, uncensored radio here in my community. And it's because of me. It's because I took that step and I said yes to community radio. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. Call right now. Get this last phone ringing. Get this volunteer on the phone. We could do it with your support. 877-500-KBOO.
Thank you so much for listening and joining in our fight against what's happening and keeping you informed.
And we're going now to Rose City Native Radio. Thank you so much to everyone who's called.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 p.m. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
Today, KBOO is celebrating 49 years of community-produced journalism, public affairs, and breaking news.
We've been with you through fascism, neoliberal imperialism, and now, idiocracy.
We're not going anywhere either.
While bicentennials are good and fine, we wanted to make sure 49 got some love and attention too.
Thanks to all KBOO members, past and present, and you, future donor listening in, we know you're out there.
We appreciate your every contribution and look forward to bringing you homegrown community radio in the decades to come.
So tune in this Friday starting at 7 a.m. going all the way till 8 p.m. for our special news and public affairs
day.